Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 30, where we will be discussing the Jewish history of the Romanian capital, Bucharest, or Bucharest. I thought important for us to explore the Jewish history of some major Romanian cities, so we start here with the capital, Bucharest. I hope you'll find this meaningful. At the beginning of the episode, you listen to the Yiddish song Mekutaneshte Meine, or My Dear In-Laws, performed by the Bucharest Jewish Theatre Orchestra. A link to the full song is provided in the episode notes. Bucharest, in English Bucharest, in Yiddish Bucharest, is the capital and the largest city of Romania. Throughout the rest of this episode, we'll be using the Romanian word of Bucharest for Bucharest. Bucharest stands on the river Dâmbovița in the southern eastern part of Romania. Several lakes, the most important of which are Lake Herăstrău, Lake Floreasca, Lake Tei and Lake Olentina, stretch across the northern part of the city. In addition, in the center of the capital there is a small artificial lake, Lake Chișmigiu, surrounded by the Chișmigiu Gardens. Bucharest is a major cultural, political, and economic hub, the country seat of government, and previously the capital of the Principality of Wallachia. Bucharest has a population estimated at 1.76 million, while the greater metropolitan area has 2.3 million residents, which makes Bucharest the eighth most popular city in the European Union. Bucharest in the 19th century was the largest city in terms of population, over 58,000 inhabitants in southern Eastern Europe after Constantinople, but ahead of Belgrade, Sofia, and Athens. Tradition connects the founding of Bucharest with the name of Bucur, who was either a prince or an outlaw or a shepherd according to different legends. In Romanian, the word Bucur stems from Bucurie, which means joy, hence the city Bucharest could mean city of joy. Well, growing up there, I'm not sure it's true. First mention of the city was as the citadel of Bucharest in documents from 1459, when it became the residence of the ruler of Wallachia, the famous prince Vlad the Impaler. In 1862, after the principalities of Wallachia and Moldavia were united to form the Principality of Romania, Bucharest became the new nation's capital. In 1881, it became the political center of the newly proclaimed Kingdom of Romania under King Carol I. The city architecture is a mix of historical neoclassical and Art Nouveau, Interbellum, Bauhaus and Art Deco, mixed with Romanian Revival architecture and socialist era style, a true eclectic combination. In the period between the two world wars, the city's elegant architecture and the sophistication of its elite earned Bucharest the nicknames of Little Paris or Paris of the East. Although buildings and districts in the historical city center were heavily damaged or destroyed by war, earthquake, and then by Nicolae Ceaușescu's program of systematization, many survived and have been now renovated. Let's quickly review the history of Jews in Wallachia and specifically in Bucharest. More details were presented in previous episodes dedicated to the history of Jewry in Romania. The first documentary mention of the presence of Jews in Bucharest dates back to the time of Prince Mircea Ciobanu, when around 1550, 8 Sephardic Jews who fled from the Alhambra are mentioned by name, two of whom, Isaac Rufus and Habib Amato, had a shop. David ibn Usa is shown as the eminent one, therefore the leader of the community, and the others are Jacob ibn Habib, Abraham ibn Eliezer, Judah ibn Rufus. Another known Jew in early Bucharest was Isaiah ben Joseph, who was secretary to the prince Alexander Mircea in 1573. Under Prince Constantin Brâncoveanu in the 18th century, a Jew surnamed Sălitariul, in other words, maker of saltpeter, furnished that prince with the gunpowder needed for the army. Up to the 19th century, almost the entire Jewish population of Wallachia was concentrated in Bucharest, where the great majority continue to live, though the history of the Jewish community in Bucharest is essentially the history of the Wallachian Jewry. The initial community, consisting of merchants and moneylenders from Turkey and the Balkan countries, were called Sephardim or Spaniards because they came from Spain, fleeing due to religious persecution there. They were first mentioned in the middle of the 16th century in the responsa of several Balkan rabbis. In Bucharest, they settled in Mahalaua Zhidnice, Mahala meaning in English the slum of Zhidnice, south of Sfântu Gheorghe Vechi, not far from the royal court, around Sfântu Ioan Nou and Negru Vodă streets. Toward the middle of the 17th century, a new community, now predominantly Ashkenazi, was established. They mostly came from Galicia and Moldova, and they were also called Galicians or Lehi because they came from parts of Poland. The newcomers settled mostly around the area inhabited by Spanish Rite conational around Sfânta Vineri, Văcărești, Udrican, Mircea Vodă, Anton Pan streets, and the beginning of Dudești Road. In the 18th century, the Jews were concentrated in the suburb of Mahalaua Popescului, or Popescul slum, but as the community grew, a number began to move to other parts of the city, where they established synagogues. However, some of these were later closed by the Wallachian princes. The local population, afraid of Jewish economic competition, was intensely hostile towards the Jews. Starting in the 17th century, there were repeated anti-Jewish riots and blood libel charges, and as a result, many Jews were killed or wounded. Nevertheless, the importance and the influence of the Jews increased. Their provost was named Grand Provost of the Guild of Tinmen, and their artisans and merchants were thought and honored by the Romanian boyards. Some among them were appointed to remunerative and honorable positions. The cashier of the Bucharest Prefecture of Police from 1839 to 1848 was a Jew. The Jewish banker Hillel Manoah was knighted and was made a member of the commission appointed by the prince in 1847 to aid the suffering Jews. And in the following year, he was elected to the municipal council. The physician Iuliu Barash was appointed a full professor at the Medicine College in Bucharest in 1852. The few Sephardic Jews, whose number began to increase only at the end of the 18th and the beginning of the 19th century, did not then constitute a separate community, although they had their own synagogue in a rented house in Mahalaua Popescului, and in 1811 established their own burial society. In 1818, they were granted permission to build their own synagogue. The Bucharest community grew rapidly in the 19th century through immigration. From 127 families registered in Bucharest in 1820 and 594 in 1831, the community grew to almost 6,000 persons in 1860 and 40,000 in 1899, 15% of the total population of the city. The Sephardic Jews, numbering about 150 families in 1854, had founded their own community. Within Bucharest's Jewish community, Sephardic Jews were less numerous but formed an elite of bankers, traders, scholars, and artists. One important banking family is the Halfon family, like the banker Solomon Halfon, who was important in regards to the beginning of bank loaning in Romania. Another important figure was the Sephardi Haim Enrique Bejerano. His family was from Bulgaria. During the Russian-Turkish War of 1877, his mother was killed and he came to Romania with the rest of his family. He headed the Sephardic community in Bucharest for the next 32 years. Bejerano was erudite, spoke 8 languages, and translated many religious texts. He was a confidant of Queen Elizabeth, wife of King Carol I. Other famous Sephardic Jews from Bucharest were Manoah Hillel, that I mentioned before, who left his entire fortune made from banking operations to the University of Bucharest, and Jacques Elias, who donated his entire fortune to the Romanian Academy. The first Jewish merchants of Bucharest were tinsmiths, shoemakers, tailors, glassmakers, hatmakers, goldsmiths, silversmiths, and mamulari, which in Turkish means small good merchants, and telal, which in Turkish means moneylenders. Because they could not afford a brick-and-mortar store, many of them carried their merchandise or tools on the back while roaming the streets of Bucharest in search of work. That's how the late 1800 merchant Moise Chilibi started, eventually opening a shop on the Strada Francese, the French street. He became famous not for his business, but for his educational books as a popular philosopher and the first Jewish author to write in Romanian. He was mentioned in the history of literature by the reputed literary critic George Călinescu. George Potra, in his volume From Bucharest of the Past, tells us that Moise Evreiu, Moise the Jew, received the nickname Chilibi from the Bucharesters, meaning the Joker Wise Man. Various Jewish benevolent societies and organizations were started to undertake educational and social welfare activities. Chief among them was the Choir Temple Congregation, formally constituted in 1876, and the Brotherhood Zion of the Bnei Brit, founded in Bucharest in 1872. This succeeded in setting up and maintaining a network of education and charitable institutions, including 15 schools in around 1907. Cultural bodies were also established, and a number of Jewish journals and newspapers made their appearance. Bucharest also became the center of Romanian Jewish political activity and their struggle for emancipation. National Jewish bodies, among them the Party of Union of Native Jews, established their headquarters in Bucharest. During the second half of the 19th century, a number of anti-Jewish outbreaks occur in Bucharest. In the period between the two world wars, the Bucharest Jewish community grew in both numbers and importance. The Jewish population of the city, now the capital of Greater Romania, and attracting settlers from other parts of the country, increased from 44,000 in 1912 to 75,000, or 12% of the total population in 1930, and then to 95,000 in 1940. About two-thirds of these gainfully employed were occupied as artisans, workers, clerks, and shop assistants. Others were active in the liberal professions, especially medicine and law. In 1941, over 100,000 Jews lived in Bucharest, although possibly there were more due to the influx of refugees from other parts of Romania. It would be difficult to guess this today, that Jews once formed the largest minority community in Bucharest, almost 11% of the city population in the interwar period, given that less than 3,000 Jews live in Bucharest today. Let's take a look at the Bucharest Jewish neighborhoods. The Jewish presence played an important role in the life of Bucharest in the 19th and early 20th centuries. They represented a necessary contribution of urban and bourgeois spirit in a city with a traditional rural civilization. The Jewish quarter formed a compact residential area on the left bank of the Dâmbovița River, with Calea Văcărești and the beginning of Calea Dudești at its central axis. The starting point of Calea Văcărești was not far from the current Union Square in the oldest neighborhood of the city, known as Mahalaua Popescului, Popescului Slum. From the Union Square, Calea Văcărești follows a southeastern trajectory along Dâmbovița River towards Berceni neighborhood. Its name is connected to the Văcărești Monastery, which was demolished by Ceaușescu in 1987 and which was located in the south of București. Gradually, the Israelite population became predominant in this area, especially after the Great Fire of 1847. Jews settled on streets like Bradului, Vulturi, Nerva Traian, Colonel Orero, Pitagora, Udricani, Mamulari, Sfântul Ioan Nou, Jignița, Olten, Mircea Vodă, Haiducu Bujor, Labirint, and a significant part of Calea Călărașilor. As a result of this, there are also streets with specific Jewish names. Israelite Street, Halfon Street, if you remember Halfon, it's the famous family of bankers, Synagogue Street, Spanish Street, Dr. Rabin Street, Dr. Beck Street, Goldfaden Street, Goldfaden, the name of the famous artist who started the Yiddish theater in Yashi, then Jacques Ellis Street, Dr. Jacob Felix Street, and Palestine Street. The Jews gradually also entered the commercial area of București, like Gabroven and Lipscani, then other streets in the commercial center. Carol Streets, Shellari, Smirdan, taking the place of Bulgarian, Greek, or Romanian merchants, at first renting and then managing to become owners of many of the commercial spaces. The poorest Jews were employed as carpenters and craftsmen, mainly tailors, tinsmiths, and painters. Others were, as I said, shoemakers, beltmakers, upholsterers, glaziers, and barbers. The Tudeș Văcărești neighborhood was one of the poorest, known especially for its second-hand merchants and the antique and second-hand furniture hall or the flea market, which was of dubious fame at that time. The flea market was demolished in 1930. You can see the picture in the notes. But the sale of old clothes took over at Taika Lazar on Lazar Street. Today, the street is called Baia de Fier, located between Văcărești and Sfânta Vineri. At Taika Lazar, Jews formed the majority of both sellers and buyers. Characteristic to this neighborhood were the tea houses, which were full after 6 o'clock in the evening, regardless of the weather outside, and where Jews' religious songs were played on the gramophone. There were also many traditional dairies and butchers where kosher meat was sold. The street inhabited by poor Jews had houses close together, all with small shops, with a large population crammed into cheap apartments. In the evening, an intense life reigned through the streets. The Tudeș Văcărești area remains in the collective mind through the memory of the old shops and houses, but also due to the evocations of the writer of the book Calea Văcărești, the author Isaac Peltz, in 1933. Eugen Lovinescu, a well-known Romanian literary critic, called Peltz the greatest waver of sorrows, and analyzing his work, did not hesitate to evoke the name of Balzac. Through the intervening of the fate of the family and other members of the community, a broad social fresco emerges with characters that are more or less picturesque. The emphasis is on authenticity, on real conflicts, on everything that made up the tumult of life in a neighborhood over which suffering descends, as the autobiographical touch is also obvious. The Tudeș Văcărești neighborhood was a lively part of the city with a strong Jewish character, but far from your idea of a ghetto. Here is how Frederick Damé described this area in his 2007 book, Bucharest in 1906. Cramped into narrow houses, they lived without space and air, working around a smoky lamp, working with perseverance and eagerness to earn a little well-being. In the evening, after the closing of the offices and shops, where the vast majority of them are busy, their neighborhood became very lively. This entire population spread out on the street, women, children, and old people, living with each other, sharing the same fate, knowing each other, which gives them a special character of intimacy. Other streets of the neighborhood, like Sfântul Ioan Nou, Israelita, Spaniola, Negru Vodă, were inhabited by Sephardic Jews and form a different neighborhood. Houses with gardens and courtyards, without shops, formed the neighborhood of the Spanish Jewish aristocracy, and some of their buildings are famous for their grand style, as Dr. Julio Barash noted in his memoirs. Though their wealth and superior culture, Spanish Jews have always represented elements of culture and refinement among their fellow nationals. The second Jewish center was created in the area of the Palace of Justice, Sfinții Apostoli Street, from where it gradually conquered Calea Rahovei. On Sfinții Apostoli Street were located the houses of P. Bratman, built in 1887 by architect Constantin Ruse, and on Emigrant Street, the properties of Minkush, built in 1886 by architect Richard Kraft. Even before 1860, a third Jewish area was established in Calea Moșilor. Calea Moșilor started from Sfântul Gheorghe Square and ended at Obor Open Market, bordering on one side with streets like Paleologu, Herescu Năsturel, Boulevard Pache, Boulevard Ferdinand, Foișorul de Foc, Traian, Zece Mese, Călușei, Vaselor, Mașina de Pâine, Mihai Bravu and Obor on one side, and on the other side with Boulevard Domniței, Vasile Lascăr, Strada Italiană, Boulevard Carol, Taylor, Popa Șapcă, etc., etc. Jews from the suburban communes of Colentina and Pantelimon were also connected to this neighborhood and frequented the synagogues and Jewish organizations here. Calea Moșilor is a commercial district par excellence and the place where most of the Jewish shops and factories were located. Here are the main leather goods shops, wholesale leather goods like Haberman, Loren and Mandel Bloom, Iskovich Brothers, Ozias Kremer, Rubinstein, and shoe factories with mechanized production process like Samuel Ashkenazi or Josef Kaiser. There are also bag factories, Idealul, founded by Kalmovich brothers, knitwear factories, Vitoru, owned by Frankel, brick factories, Siniglaya, Ferdinand Feldman, paint and oil factories like Carol Zimmer, but also bakeries and bread factories like Gessler. There were also construction material warehouses, Feldman, Oskar Brothers, Philip Witzig, Philip Berman, and oil houses, Moise Blum. Jews also played an important role in the Obor market, which had three parts, the cattle pen, the manufacturing pen, and the annual fair. They did not deal with the cattle trade in general, but in the manufacturing pen, with shops and stands selling clothes, fabrics, looms, sheepskin coats, fur coats, household items, kitchenware, and blacksmith shops, they represented the majority of merchants. For example, Aronovich and his son, Israelovich and his sons, David Heshkovich, Beritineanu and his sons, Leon Zilberman, etc. Those who did business in the Obor lived in mostly in Calea Moșilor. Another important element for the București Jewry were the cemeteries. The first Jewish cemetery was initially founded on Strada Filipescu, Filipescu Street, which was later renamed to Sevastopol Street after the Crimean War and served both the Ashkenazi and the Sephardi communities of Bucharest. In 1864, the cemetery closed as it had reached full capacity. By the time of its closure, 1,900 Jews have been buried there, with the oldest tombstone dating back to 1716. It was later destroyed by the order of Ioan Antonescu between 1942 and 1944. At the moment of its demolition, it was the oldest Jewish cemetery in Bucharest. One of the last people buried there was Dr. Julio Barash in 1863. After its closure in 1864, the Sephardic and Ashkenazi communities each acquired separate burial grounds, which are today known as the Bucharest Sephardic Jewish Cemetery and Philanthropia Israelite Cemetery in Bucharest, respectively. The Sephardic Jewish Cemetery is one of the three active Jewish cemeteries that still exist in Bucharest. The cemetery is located on Oltenice Street and was opened in 1865. It has an area between 12 and 15 acres and contains about 10,300 graves. The cemetery is home to many tombstones, among which are some transferred from the former Jewish cemetery on Sevastopol Street. This is also an obelisk present dedicated to the memory of Sephardic Jewish soldiers who died in the First World War. The Philanthropia Israelite Cemetery is the Ashkenazi cemetery located on Yon Manolake Boulevard and established in 1865. It has an area of about 170 acres and contains over 29,000 graves. The Philanthropia Cemetery features a diverse array of civil tombstones from traditional stelae to more elaborate monuments commemorating the affluent of the early 20th century. Many bear the signatures of renowned stonemasons like Goldanu, whose nearby workshop produced about 30 headstones ranging from grand mausoleums to simple plaques. Other noted craftsmen included Heinderich, known for his black marble obelisks, and Martinis. Additionally, some families imported tombstones from Vienna, enriching the cemetery's collection with works by makers such as Schulz and Vulcan and Neubrum. Being a product of this culture, I have a set of grandparents in each of the two Jewish cemeteries in Bucharest. My parental grandma, although born in Romania, came from a Sephardic family from Vienna, while my maternal grandparents, born in Romania, came from Galician families. The evolution of Jewish life in Bucharest can also be traced by the number of synagogues and temples. In 1832, there were 10 houses of prayer. In 1861, 30 synagogues. The beginning of the 20th century, 70 temples and synagogues. In 1930, about 130 synagogues and temples in Bucharest. After the Second World War, in 1975, only 15 synagogues. In 1981, 11 synagogues. And today, there are only 7 synagogues, of which only 3 are still operating. Templul Coral on Sfânta Vineri Street, Yeshua Tova Synagogue on Tache Ionescu Street, and Credința Synagogue on Vasile Toneanu Street. In the second half of the 19th century, many synagogues were built, reaching several dozens, mostly around Calea Văcărești. Only on Mamurar Street, apart from the Unirea Sfântă Temple that still exists today, there was the Fraterna Temple and several small synagogues located in the houses of rabbis. Also on Mamurar Street was the Mikvah ritual bath. Set on fire during the Legionary Rebellion in 1941, destroyed in 1977 earthquake, or demolished in 1980 under the communist regime, the synagogues almost completely disappeared. Let's look at some of the synagogues that I mentioned and some of them that are still functioning and the ones that have been destroyed. Templul Coral, the Coral Temple on Sfânta Vineri Street, is the main Orthodox synagogue in Bucharest, still functioning. It was designed by the architects Enderle and Freiwald and built in between 1864 and 1866 at the initiative of the same Iuliu Baraș as a close copy of the Vienna Leopoldstadt Tempelgasse Great Synagogue. The synagogue was devastated by the legionaries in January 1941 and then restored in 1945. The main hall was recently refurbished and reopened in 2015. Yeshua Tova Synagogue on Tache Ionescu Street near Piața Amzei is also known as the Podul Mogoșoaie Synagogue, and is today a Hasidic synagogue. It was designed in the Moorish Revival style and completed in 1827, making it the city's oldest synagogue still functioning. It was renovated in 2007. Bas reliefs decorate the tympanums above the frontal doors and the upper part of the facade. The Credinza Synagogue, or in English Faith Synagogue, is a synagogue situated on Vasile Tonanu Street. The synagogue is a modernist building situated among dwelling houses in a former suburban Tudest area. It was built in the modernist international style of 1926-28. While the synagogue was once an active place of worship, its congregations had dwindled and the building condition has deteriorated. The building belongs to the Jewish community but is locked and abandoned. The synagogue features an international architectural style with influences of Victorian and Moorish styles, including decorative pilasters, Stars of David, and the Triple Prophet's cornice. The Great Synagogue is located on Vasile Adamache Street and is called so because it was for a long time the largest synagogue in Bucharest. It was repaired in 1865, redesigned in 1903 and 1909, repainted in Rococo style in 1936 by Gershon Horowitz, devastated by the legionaries in 1941, and then again restored in 1945. In 1987, an 8-story block of flats was built in front of it. The synagogue was restored in recent years and today houses the Holocaust Museum. Templul Unirea Sfântă, in English the Holy Union Temple, on Mamurar Street, was either built in 1836 or 1850 as a synagogue of the Tailors Guild and is therefore also named the Great Synagogue of Tailors. After remodeling in 1910, the synagogue now has a mix of styles including Moorish, Romanesque, and Byzantine. In 1978, the Museum of History of Jewish Communities in Romania was established in the synagogue at the initiative of the Chief Rabbi, Dr. Moses Rosen. Templul Mare Spaniol, the Sephardic synagogue Cahel Grande, built in 1818 on Negru Vodă Street in Văcărești, was the most beautiful temple in Romania and even in Eastern Europe, a true monument of Sephardic art. Please see the photos in the notes. And it was burned down in 1941 during the Legionary Rebellion. The Bet Hamidrash Temple, located on Calea Moșilor, was founded in 1781. First as a wooden synagogue completed in 1812 in a building given by a Jewish woman. Initially, it was named after her and her husband, Beth Hamidrash Naftale and Taube Synagogue. A replacement of the wooden synagogue was completed in 1896. The synagogue was burned down by the legionaries in 1941 when 23 faithful caught inside during the religious service were killed. This synagogue was restored in 1947. However, the building has since been abandoned and repurposed as a warehouse. The Malbim Synagogue was a true spiritual center of the Jews in Romania and the largest Orthodox synagogue in Bucharest, located on Strada Bravilor, Bravilor Street, near the former Căuzaș Square. The synagogue was built in 1864 upon the initiative of its head rabbi, Meir Leibush Wieser, and reconstructed in 1912. The building was named after Rabbi Meir Leibush Malbim, who was chief rabbi of Bucharest and Romania between 1858 and 1864. The building was devastated by the legionaries in 1941, rebuilt after the Second World War. However, in 1984, the Malbim Synagogue, along with the Spanish Small Temple, were demolished to make room for the Union Boulevard in Bucharest. The Carpenter's Temple, built in 1842 and reconstructed in 1895, was also devastated by the Iron Guard and demolished in 1984. The Adath Yerushim Synagogue, close to the Carpenter's Temple, an Orthodox temple built in 1915, was also demolished in 1984. The Fraterna Temple on Mamular Street, built in 1863 by the Ladies Tailors Guild, was affected by the Great Earthquake of 1977 and eventually was taken down in 1986. That Ad Kiddush Hashem Synagogue, built in 1863 as the Cobbler Synagogue on Strada Labyrinth, Labyrinth Street, was demolished in 1985. Păstrarea Credinței Synagogue, preserving the Faith Synagogue, on Vasile Kirlova Street, was the Tinsmith Worker Synagogue and was demolished in 1986. The Gaster Temple on Sticlar Street was one of the most modern buildings of its time, a place of worship for the Jewish elite of Bucharest. It was built in 1858 by the Gaster family, reconstructed in 1903, damaged by the earthquake of 1940 and then again by the earthquake of 1977, and eventually razed the same year. The places are unrecognizable to a former resident. Entire streets have disappeared and others are left with changed names. Sfântul Ioan Nou, Banu Mărăcine, Sfântul Nicolae, Jidnița, Adam Goldfaden streets no longer exist. The former Măcin Street is now called Negru Vodă, and the former Negru Vodă Street, which was farther south, no longer exists. The current Măcin Street is a portion of the former Labyrinth, and the old Cozaș no longer exists. The drama of war, communism, expropriations, emigration to Israel destroyed the specificity of the Jewish areas of Bucharest. After 1985, Tudeș Văcărești was almost entirely demolished because of the architectural ambitions of the communist regime related to the wide perspective towards the house people when it was decided to extend the artery by another 2 kilometers in straight line to the vicinity of Vitan Post Office and the connecting boulevard to the Labor Square. Houses on the streets disappeared like Cozaș Văcărești, Pitagora, Nerva Traian, Teodor Speranția, Calea Dudești, Calea Vitan, partea of Calea Călărașilor and Popanan streets. The Jewish quarter of Bucharest is much more than a simple area. It represents an essential part of the history, culture and architecture of the city, being a symbol of Jewish identity in the Romanian capital. From here, Jewish vibrant and dynamic contributions made a mark on the capital's urban environment, on the social, cultural, and the political life of Romania. This concludes this episode on Jewish Bucharest. Next, we'll be discussing the city of Iași. Until then, be well.